You are now listening to the OrthoBullets podcast.
This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of liposarcoma from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. Liposarcomas are a heterogeneous class of sarcomas with differentiation towards adipose tissue. The lipoblast is a signet ring type cell and is the hallmark of liposarcomas. As far as the epidemiology, liposarcomas are the second most common form of soft tissue sarcomas in adults. Lipomas do not predispose a patient to a liposarcoma. As far as age and location, liposarcomas tend to occur in older individuals defined as ages 50 to 80 years old. Liposarcomas affect more males than females. They tend to occur deep to the fascia. They are more common in the lower extremity than in the upper extremity, and they're also common in the retroperitoneum. As far as the genetics, well-differentiated liposarcomas have an amplification in MDM2. Myxoid liposarcomas have a translocation of 1216. Again, well-differentiated liposarcomas have an amplification of MDM2, and myxoid liposarcomas have a translocation of 1216, and these are both testable points. As far as malignant potential in liposarcomas, metastasis risk correlates with grade/subtype of liposarcoma. Low-grade, well-differentiated liposarcomas have a metastasis rate of less than 1%. Intermediate-grade or myxoid liposarcomas have a metastasis rate of 10 to 30%, and high-grade liposarcomas have a metastasis rate of greater than 50%. As far as prognosis, well-differentiated liposarcomas exhibit less than 10% local recurrence rates and less than 1% chance of metastasis and almost complete survival. With appropriate treatment, intermediate and high-grade liposarcomas show approximately 20% risk of local recurrence, but they exhibit 5-year survival between 25 to 50%. As far as classification and grade, let's talk about the histologic types of liposarcoma. Liposarcoma types are related to the developmental stage of the lipoblasts from which they form, and all of them are from primitive mesenchymal cells. The types of liposarcoma include well-differentiated, myxoid, round cell, pleomorphic, and dedifferentiated. Well-differentiated liposarcomas are essentially the same entity as an atypical lipomatous tumor, and myxoid liposarcomas are the most common, encompassing 50% of all liposarcomas. As far as imaging for liposarcomas, plain radiographs may show soft tissue calcifications or ossifications in well-differentiated liposarcomas. As far as MRI, well-differentiated liposarcomas look similar to lipomas on MRI. They tend to be bright on T1 and dark on T2, and they may show differences in rate of growth, stranding, and size. High-grade liposarcomas look similar to other sarcomas on MRI. They are dark on T1 and bright on T2. Although high-grade liposarcomas appear fibrogenic, they may have 10% fat composition, so they appear dark on T1 and bright on T2, unlike a lipoma, which images isointense to subcutaneous fat on all sequences. As far as CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis, myxoid liposarcomas have a tendency for abnormal metastasis outside of the lungs, such as spread to the retroperitoneum. Therefore, histologic diagnosis of myxoid liposarcomas should be evaluated with CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis. As far as the histology of liposarcomas, characteristic histology include immature lipoblasts, again which are a type of signet ring type cells, and mature adipocytes. Well-differentiated liposarcomas tend to be central or retroperitoneal. However, they are also known as atypical lipomatous tumors in the extremities. Well-differentiated liposarcomas tend to be low-grade, they are characterized by atypical lipoblasts, and are minimally cellular. They tend to have a fatty stroma background, and they stain for MDM2/CDK4. They also have a ring chromosome 12. As far as myxoid liposarcoma, they tend to be low to intermediate grade. They are characterized by proliferating lipoblasts upon a myxoid stroma matrix, and signet ring lipoblasts may also occur in this form. As far as round cell liposarcoma, these tend to be poorly differentiated liposarcomas with characteristic small round blue cells. Pleomorphic liposarcomas tend to be high-grade pleomorphic tumors, and they are associated with giant lipoblasts with bizarre nuclei. Finally, dedifferentiated liposarcomas are high-grade sarcomas adjacent to well-differentiated lipomatous lesions. As far as treatment for liposarcomas, these are always operative, and the choices are typically marginal resection without radiotherapy or wide surgical resection with adjuvant radiotherapy. As far as the indications for marginal resection without radiotherapy, this is typically indicated for well-differentiated liposarcomas, and as far as the outcomes, there's a low risk of local recurrence, and metastasis is extremely rare. There's a dedifferentiation risk of 2% in the extremities and 20% in retroperitoneal lesions. As far as the indications for wide surgical resection with adjuvant radiotherapy, these are indicated for intermediate-grade liposarcomas and high-grade liposarcomas. With respect to outcomes, radiation decreases local recurrence, chemotherapy may be beneficial in selected patients, and myxoid liposarcomas with greater than 10% round cells have a high likelihood of metastasis. That's all for this review about liposarcoma. Hopefully that was helpful. Look out for questions related to this topic on this weekend's question session, and hopefully this episode will have prepared you for that review. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.